At the end of Changing Landscapes, our current exhibit, we will shut down the museum store and the cafe to go through a renovation. During that time, our store and the cafe will be relocated at the end of our special exhibits wing. And that will start, and right after that closes, we'll do the moving of things around, but it's really going to open the space up, create a lot more light and a more open, connected space. We hope that it will attract people and we'll have more consistent hours around the new space.
And do you expect people who aren't necessarily regular museum goers to come into the new cafe and dine and relax lunchtime?
We hope so. The space is going to be geared to have like a coffee bar, wine bar that will kind of flip in the evening. It will specialize in soups and salads and sandwiches and then healthy snacks that people can have if they're visiting the museum. But we're hoping it really becomes a gathering place for the community. And if they happen to discover the art, all the better. I mean, the hope is that people start coming on a regular basis and become more aware of the new programming we're doing and discover the collection along the way. And so we really think more consistent hours, a fresher, more contemporary look to the space, and a place where people can have meetings or bring their laptop and work. There'll be Wi-Fi in the space, meet up with friends, study, that it's going to have that kind of vibe where you just want to hang out.
What is it going to cost to renovate the space, and how is it going to be funded?
In the big scheme of things, it's a very affordable project. We're keeping it affordable on purpose because we really look at this as a test space to bigger projects in the future. The cost estimate is $250,000, and it's going to be all privately funded. And to date, we've raised just under $220,000 of the $250,000.
And when is the new space going to open?
Well, we hope, our goal is that it will either be all the way open or open for tours by Oktoberfest, which is September 21st through the 23rd. So we're looking at a 90-day turnaround, which is not a lot of time. But we really think, you know, we get around 22,000 to 25,000 people that weekend. We want them to know it's here.
Rediger says people in the near downtown neighborhood where the Institute is located are thrilled about the new space, where they'll be able to get a cup of coffee and meet friends. Michael Rediger is executive director of the Dayton Art Institute. With a postcard from Montgomery County, I'm Steve Hirschberg.